boy, oh boy, I don't know how they do it. Or maybe I should say, don't know how they did it. Way back in 1984, when a committee of people from a lot of denominations sat together, created the Revised Common Lectionary, this three-year series of readings that are assigned for us to read Sunday by Sunday. I don't know how they did it, but somehow the texts that were chosen so long ago are constantly the right texts. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better text than this to beat you over the head with on a Sunday in October when you're talking about stewardship for next year. I mean, think about it. Jesus tells a story in which one son said he would go help in the vineyard, but did he? No, he did not. But the other son, while he may have been reluctant at first, in the end, he did the right thing and went to work in the vineyard. It's like Jesus is saying, don't be like that first boy. Don't let me down. Get ready in 2 weeks to fill out your card and support the church. But that's not the reason that we give, is it? Out of guilt or out of being pressured or because of a rule? At least I hope that's not the reason. The reason that we are here, the reason we share our time, our talent, our energies, our commitment, our resources, I believe is because we have experienced something, because we have found something. It's brought us hope, joy, as Deacon Katie was talking about. It's brought us new life. That's what the stories that are being shared in this season are about. Last week in the bulletin insert, there was Pat Bennett's story about how God provides for us a place of friendship, a place of love, a place where God is at work creating and strengthening relationships, where people are led to take care of one another, where we work together to show our love for neighbors. In today's bulletin insert, the story from Chuck. You probably haven't read it yet. Maybe you saw the title, A Place to Trust and Serve. Our congregation is a place where God continually reminds us and invites us and encourages us to trust in Christ, to trust in God's love. And living in that trust, we're invited to serve, to let God put our talents and gifts, our lives, to work for God, to help proclaim the good news in this place. And then in the video, Julie's story of God at work through the kind actions of others, God working through people, God calling us to serve, God leading us to build ramps and bake casseroles and share their time, God at work gathering us to live as God's people by caring for one another in difficult times. You know, the funny thing about today's scripture is that we might have a tendency, just as I joked, to hear it as bad news. To hear it like so much of the Bible, we want to hear it as a you should, you must. If you don't, you will regret it. But Jesus doesn't even tell the story that way. Not at all. He's actually telling it as a response to those chief priests, to those scribes, the Pharisees. He's telling it as a response to people he's criticizing for focusing only on shoulds and musts, and you'll regret it if you don't. Jesus is doing the opposite of that. He's calling us to action with this story, calling us to faithfulness, calling us to change, to transformation, to action. But it's not a call of shoulds and musts and don'ts that diminish our freedom in life, but rather a call to new abundant life, authentic life, God life. This story is calling us to live within that reign of heaven which Jesus proclaims he's bringing to us. An invitation to live within the reign of God who is at work in Jesus to bring joy, to bring hope into the midst of life. Now, you might reply, but it is a story about work, about obeying God, about doing what you're supposed to. Sounds like should or must or do's and don'ts to me. But take notice of what the two sons are called to do, to work in the vineyard. The vineyard throughout the scriptures and multiple times in Jesus' stories. The vineyard is a sign of Israel for God's people. God's people in the world. So Jesus' story, this call for us as disciples, followers of him, it's not about some drudgery, some obligation which has to be fulfilled in order to be worthy, or things you have to do or not do in order to be holy. It's a call to work in God's vineyard, which means living the good news as God's people of grace, mercy, and peace, and love. It means living life with purpose, bringing the wine of God's promise, God's gifts to the world around us. The story's not just what you might have heard from your parents, go do what I told you to do. Why? Because I said so. It's not that kind of a story. It's an invitation to join God in the work, the joyful and hopeful work of showing God's love to the world. Literally, this story chosen to be read on this day by a group of people 40 years ago, this story is the perfect scripture for today for an annual appeal preparing for next year called Celebrating God's Stories. Because Jesus' story is an invitation to join that work of showing God's love to the world, of telling the story of God's love with our lives. Celebrating the stories of good news of God's work, God's project, God's plan, God's vision to transform the world. Friends in Christ, this is the good news. God is bringing the reign of heaven to us. God is at work forming new relationships, a new humanity, and God invites us to be a part of that work. Jesus is calling you. Come and work in God's vineyard. Celebrate the story of God's love. It will bring you and your world new life. Amen.